Love and Light, Healthy Talk Show. I'm Robert.
And I'm Marissa.
Healthy Talk Show aims to be a weekly discussion of health-related topics. Little experiment we're doing still, live on Twitch.
Yeah, we're still kind of testing the format here. We are taking live calls throughout the show right now.
Yes, 509-878-3229. What's the topic?
So, we're kind of starting off on New Year's resolutions, but...
Yep.
We'll talk about that in a second. We do have some housekeeping.
Yes, show housekeeping. We got our subscribe button through Twitch finally. We got our 50 followers. That was good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for the support.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a list here. Special thanks to my mother, my father, Justin, Dan, Troy the Boy Wonder, and Laura. We appreciate the support.
Thank you, guys.
Now that means that anyone with an Amazon Prime account can link their Twitch and Amazon Prime account somehow and give us free money every month if they subscribe. It'd be much appreciated.
What else happened this week? We've had a busy week,
actually. Yeah, I know. YouTube pulled down first episode. Healthy Talk Show episode one, Take Your Pills.
It's back.
Our deep dive into the Netflix documentary. It's back. I had to appeal it. And I don't blame, you know, YouTube. They have to do it. It's their algorithm picked up Netflix content. They don't want Netflix to sue, or YouTube's under a lot of heat. They had a good appeal method.
It was 1 minute of content, which shocked me.
Yeah, they only pulled the last because that was the longest we had of just continuous content at the end of the show. 1 minute. That's all they docked us for, was 1 minute. It was fair use. It's fine. It's legal. We're not even a commercial entity. What else? Oh, new logos.
Yes, our new look.
Anyone listening to the audio podcast, you will receive no benefit from this, but... Anyone listening, watching the video, look at that. Oh, man. Professional logo.
Those look good.
Those are beautiful.
Plus, I love the cute, happy microphone. I love it.
That we really love the microphone. That's why we've implemented it into the template of the show now.
Yes. Super cute.
Really cute. Let's see. We also have this banner here.
Yeah. I'm also a huge fan of the bubble background.
Yes. Good touch.
Yes.
And who designed this? You actually know the gentleman.
Yeah, so his name is Jeremy Lawson. He's a cartoonist. You can check him out, ImpKingComics.com. So he's done some coloring work for Batman Beyond, Suicide Squad. He also has his own comic, Imp King, so you can purchase that or view it online for free. So
yep, checking out his website right now, live. That's how high-tech we are, Imp King.
There it is, Imp King.
He does... Is that called commission work? I think it's called commission work.
Yeah.
Okay, he does commission work, so you can contact him if you
want a cool logo like us, custom made.
Yeah, pretty but dope.
But believe us, you do not want to see my really sad attempts.
Yeah, and he made the process really easy, and we didn't have to think too much. That's the point about hiring these professionals. We don't think like they do.
We're not technical. Artistic.
Yeah, he's just, man, great stuff.
Give me a problem to solve. Not art to make.
Yeah.
Unless it's photography. Ironically, I can do photography, but...
Yeah, you do photography very well.
It feels more technical.
It is, because you have the lighting. I think your photography is very technical.
I don't know. I've probably taken a technical approach to it.
Probably. You're very technical.
What else happened this week? Any other updates?
I think that's it. We have here written down, waiting for the sub button. But no, we got the sub button today. Thank you, Twitch. Thank you very much. Aiming for 200 subscribers. I know that's an ambition. Actually, we're aiming for 40, our first milestone. Yeah. But then after that's 200.
We still need to put that. But
we would like to get the 40 up on first.
You also set up our PayPal, correct? So people can also support us through that. Yes,
healthytalkshow.com/PayPal. There might be a button on the Twitch page too for PayPal. If there's not, there can be later.
There should be a button.
All right. We got a lot of buttons. You got a lot of buttons, don't you? You made a lot of buttons. So good job.
Thanks to our cartoonist.
Yep. So. And we extracted the asset and he made it really easy and gave us beautiful images to work with that were easy. Yes. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we can make things look good.
I can barely work Photoshop. But.
Yep. And I use paint.net. I don't even use Photoshop.
And then I think we wanted to go back to some questions from the last episode about CBD.
Yes. And we actually received this question at the end of the show in the Twitch chat. I don't remember the exact wording on the question. It was originally, what are our thoughts on CBD? And then he went deeper and asked us what are our thoughts on CBD for animals. So I think we can, we're both fans of CBD and cannabis in general for multiple
cannabis benefits. Is pretty good for helping animals with anxiety. I think we talked about it last time, but I'll say it again, that I gave my foster cat, Demian, some CBD oil, and he was extremely ill. He was actually a terminally ill foster, and he eventually passed away, but he lived a good life, and he ate, you know, well because of the CBD, or at least so it seemed, you know.
Yeah, and he, what did he have wrong with him? He had a lot of issues.
Everything. Heart failure, kidney failure. Yeah,
he has an Instagram.
Could barely walk. He does have an Instagram.
We'll link it in the show notes, maybe, if we remember.
Maybe if we remember.
It's kind of hard to spell. But yeah, he gets new followers, which is funny because we don't.
I know. And but we always want to hear your thoughts and experiences with CBD, if you've also had great experiences with pets or yourself.
Yes. And we're also looking for a microdosing expert to interview on the show. So
yeah, we're always interested in exploring new topics. And
yep. That was.
I like exploring all chemicals.
Yeah, well, you are the chemist.
Yes. Synthetic, legal, illegal.
You're the chemist. I'm the smell good hippie. Those are our titles.
That's our titles.
It's going to be on our About Us page here pretty soon.
All right. We also had the new year. We rung in the new year, 2019.
Yep. New year, new me. So Holland rung in the new year a little differently. They decided to... I'm just going to play this video beside us. They lit a bunch of pallets on fire on New Year's Eve and then created a bunch of fire tornadoes and started lighting roofs on fire.
That's crazy,
cars,
dude.
Cars and crap just on fire because they just lit a tall stack of pallets. You'll see in this video here.
Yeah, I'm watching the video right now. This is crazy.
That's the tall stack of pallets that they lit on fire. And then the wind picked up and said, let's go fire. So,
you know what's funny? This reminds me of the Texas A&M bonfires. Are you familiar with that, Robert? I know you're not from Texas.
I am not familiar.
Oh, man.
Are they that big?
They're pretty big. I think they had to stop doing them, or they have to get permits now because they would collapse. It was crazy. They would build all these structures. Yeah.
Look at that.
That's nuts,
that's horrifying.
Man.
All right, I'm going to stop with the video. That's scary. I just wanted to throw that in as a little distraction.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So happy 2019.
Yeah.
So we are talking about what are your New Year's resolutions, so you can call us in or chime in on the chat.
Yep. And now you have control of what we see on the screen as well as I do. So
you
can show us stuff.
That was part of our new year.
Yes.
But we were looking at Instagram. So Instagram has become a lot of, I guess, hot women.
Yes. Or everyone has to say they're getting hot this year.
Yes,
that seems to be the trend.
You can cut over to my camera six for a second. So we looked at the hashtags. Here's New Year, New Me. So everyone's putting in their New Year's resolution.
Yep.
So the goal is to become, I guess, hot.
Yeah, I guess that's the goal.
So everyone wants to be hot this year.
That woman wants to dive into snow and be cold.
So here, New Year, New You. So we're all going to lose a ton of weight, right?
Yep, that's the goal this year, right?
Or at least that's what we're saying. We're going to start. Oh, see, there's somebody with, I think that's our Fitbit.
Might be.
Our cheap Fitbit.
Yep.
So yeah, we're all going to lose a bunch of weight. We also have goals. So all of a sudden, we're going to stop eating fast food, I think.
Oops, wrong camera.
We're going to start eating salads every day.
Yep, just all of a sudden, because it's new year. Yeah. It's a new year.
New year, new you. Also, we also have hashtag 2019 goals.
Very popular hashtags here. All linked in the show notes.
I like this one. So 2018, we were larger. And now we're going to lose half your body size.
That is quite a reduction. That doesn't look safe.
Yes. And of course, what's funny is all the news outlets start posting a bunch of stories to try to help you lose weight and help you do all your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So let's see. Low carb diets could make you fatter. So that's one thing.
Okay.
That they say. Yeah.
A lot of people are low carb.
I know.
Are we low carb?
We are kind of low carb. We'll talk about our diet, but okay. I found this funny because they said eat carbs here.
Oops. My bad.
And then in this other article posted by the same website,
mm-hmm.
they're just a day apart. This was January 4th. The other article was January 3rd. And now it says, eat more protein.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So contradictory information.
Go back to the other one. I didn't have it full screen. I was screwing with the camera work here. I didn't get to see that. Sorry for everyone that was paying attention.
So this one, right? Carbs are good, they say.
Yeah, carbs are good.
So, I mean, this is nothing new. It's all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Go keto, go this, go that, no carb, high carb.
Because nobody really has the answer.
Well, we could talk about how we did it. Oh.
Yeah.
So here's another one. So here's how to exercise for every age level. So apparently in our 20s and 30s, we're supposed to be doing rugby, rowing, or boot camp.
Oh, crap. I'm in my 30s now. Okay, well, yeah. You need to go play rugby.
Yeah.
Well, what am I supposed to be doing?
You're supposed to be, where's men?
Crap. As?
Apparently only women are supposed to
be. Oh, is this, well, women, this is Daily Mail.
Oh, I think you're supposed to start cycling, Robert.
Oh, crap. I already did that. I did that in my 20s.
You messed up. You messed up.
Crap.
I'm trying to show off my shirt. I work out. You can't see the bottom. Just
it
kidding.
Says, just kidding.
I take naps.
Because, yeah, that's what we all do. Because working out is a lot of work. And we set ourselves up for failure when we aim too high.
Yeah. So I think our kind of trick to losing weight was small steps. Cut back where you can.
Yes. I always say drink lots of water.
Water.
That's my
water.
Big thing. Water. Nothing else. Diet Coke, diet soda. Don't do it. Don't do juice. You drink water. I drink water and coffee. Massive amounts of both.
That's pretty much all we drink. We kind of cheat on the coffee, but we did substitute out regular milk for coconut milk. So, you know, we cut calories while we can.
Yep. But we also try to enjoy the taste. So we put a little chocolate in the coffee.
Yeah. You know, that's the tip to being successful. It has to be something you can do forever.
Yes, sustainability.
Yeah. So all these diets of do this, do that, it's not realistic. You have to have whatever plan fits into your life.
Yeah, or you have to buy some weird ingredient that you can only get at one store. That's not sustainable.
Yeah, same with the exercising. You know, I try to work out. Robert didn't work out and lost a bunch of weight.
Whoa, hey, I started to try last year. Last year, we lost weight. We started losing weight in February.
Yes.
And that's after I got hernia from trying to work out.
Yeah.
So I'm not working out anymore. But we both lost 40 pounds. You are a very light gym member.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to the gym. And we both lost 40 pounds. But what's our diet? Low carb? Mostly low carb.
Mostly low carb. We still eat potatoes, but...
Yeah. Why do people... What's the war on potatoes? I love potatoes.
I don't know. Especially sweet potatoes. Those are pretty good.
They're delicious.
You got to have some carbs, some fiber.
Yeah.
Carrots. We love carrots.
Yep.
But... We also eat a lot of grapes.
Walk a lot. That's another tip.
Yeah.
You need to walk.
Take the stairs at work.
Yes.
Simple steps, guys.
I lost 10 pounds just by playing Pokemon Go.
That's awesome.
But that was it. I maxed out. I couldn't walk anymore. I kept walking more and more, and it didn't make a difference. Pokemon, I maxed out at 10 pounds lost on Pokemon Go. That's it.
That's interesting.
But as soon as I changed my eating habits, weight just went down.
Yeah. So we're going to be physically fit.
Yep.
And then other kind of new 2019 things are they're trying to make apps to kind of help your mental wellness. So that's a big thing. Of course, suicide rates have been increasing. Some of that is believed to be correlated with technology. We'll probably do a deep dive on that later.
Oh, you know, I'm working on it.
Yeah, we definitely want to visit that.
Yeah.
But we could switch over to my screen.
Yep.
For a second.
Six.
So six. So can an app prevent teen suicide? So this is really interesting. I didn't look too deep into this article because, again, we're kind of saving our deep dives.
Yep.
But this app is something that's going to track how fast your fingers move, which is honestly, I never thought about that.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that there would be.
So there's a correlation between how fast your fingers move and depression?
Apparently, or they're still trying to develop and study this. So they're still studying people and it's in development. They're also looking at what words they use. And I mean, who knows what else they're tracking? I think your location. Are you more sedentary? You know, any other sort of biometrics, heart rate?
Yeah.
It also depends whether you have your Fitbit, of course. If you have a really smart Fitbit that's also connected.
Yep.
I'm not sure what data they're studying.
Oh, it's anything that Fitbit can collect. Any feature you paid for on that Fitbit, that's data. That's a data point now.
That is correct.
That's the way it works. Anything you can see in that app.
Yeah.
That's being collected and more.
Well, I found this funny because even some of the teens that are part of this study that are trying to help develop this app, they said, well, the smartphones may help predict depression, but it's a little creepy.
But, yeah. Well,
and I think they said it kind of feels like Big Brother's watching. So
yeah.
I think that kind of leads into some privacy concerns. Or
yeah, well, just before we get into the privacy stuff, because we're jumping into that now, unless someone wants to call us 509-878-3229. Hey, how's it going, Pricey Cone? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I'm sorry, I blanked out.
Oh, before we go into privacy
concerns. Yes, a lot of people, there's a lot of research being done right now on social media and depression, the correlation between and ADHD and social media and all these. There's a lot going on, so we get it.
Yeah, well, especially with females and social media,
mm-hmm.
they definitely are more susceptible to depression.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Oh. Depression, body image issues, all kinds of. And it's, you know, I would say mostly Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it's just all picture based. There's no meat to it.
Oh, we have some people in the chat. So I think our resolution is to do a podcast every week.
That is our resolution. Yes. To do an episode of Healthy Talk Show every single week. It's incredibly difficult to do.
So thank you guys for coming and being here. And
someone
us.
In the chat said, my resolution is to bring down the average price of cones worldwide. Okay, because there's another person in the chat named Pricey Cone.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Thank you for the cheer.
Cool. Yeah, you're on top of that stuff. Good. Yep. That stuff distracts me. Things start popping up. My eyes go... Bloop. I can't even use windshield wipers when I'm driving my car.
Yeah, that's really
That's
funny
how distracted I get.
I grew up in Houston. I follow them and my eyes go.
It's bad.
So Pricey Cone, what's your New Year's resolution then?
Yeah. What's your New Year's resolution? Before we jump into this other thing here.
Next topic.
I'm just muting this.
Right. We're all about making things more economical.
That's true.
That's good. Manufacturing stuff locally. Support your local businesses.
That's right. That's right. Especially if I start brewing artisan cold brew coffee, please support my business.
Yes.
I've been thinking about that. All right. Well, now we're going to talk about some things. Because leading in from the conversation from social media, Privacy International, they're a UK-based registered charity that defends and promotes the right to privacy across the world. They did a conference. They were at a conference, and here's a ZDNet headline. UK-based Privacy International revealed on Sunday to the 35th Chaos Communication Congress a glimpse of the extent to which app developers are handing data to Facebook, even if the user is not a Facebook user. So let's go in and talk about this here.
That is really interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so let's cut over to some video and check this out here from the All conference. Right. The audio is a little bad, so I might be adjusting it, trying to hear it. Just bear with me. It's not.
Yeah, there's noise on their end, not
yeah,
ours.
Yeah, it's their end. I should have cleaned it up, but I didn't. And it's not the most entertaining. These are computer privacy experts. Yeah.
So this is the 34 that we chose. And as you can see, it's a real mix of both big name applications, you know, like Spotify, Indeed, and then much smaller applications that are made by more indie developers, either just games that they make, that sort of thing. And but all of these apps have over 10 million installs. And we chose apps that had decent install bases because this isn't really about the apps themselves and developers. We're not here to criticize developers for the way they make their apps. This is all about the SDK and the way it transmits data with or without user consent.
So, oops, for some reason the video switched over.
So this is the 34 that we
pause it there. There we go. Sorry about
that. So looking at this list, it's a lot of apps that we use. I use Spotify.
Yes. These are apps that use they're studying apps that use the Facebook SDK, Software Development Kit, I think.
Yeah.
SDK. I don't know. That's all the lingo now.
And then there's also Calorie Counter with MyFitnessPal. I know I use that as well. You know, these are all very common apps, even the King James Bible. So.
Period Tracker.
Period Tracker. No, everyone that has a period, you know, that's pretty important.
Being tracked. So. Do you want to just keep going with the clips or do you have PDFs? Or?
Let's keep going with the clips for now.
Okay. I think that's the main point. He's just talking about how he's not trying to slam the developers.
Yeah, so this is all apps.
Yeah, it's not about the developers. It's about the SDK, what the SDK is doing in the background, which is interesting.
So our first finding was that over 61% of the apps we tested automatically transfer data before the user has any other, like they literally just open the app. So that's 21 out of 34. So for example, here's Kayak. And as you'll see, pretty much immediately from when the app is clicked, that first request is straight to.
Okay, so what's going on there is he just opened the app. And it's already transmitting information back.
That is scary.
The app just opened, and it's already transmitting information.
And then, sorry. If you want to flip over to my screen for a second.
Yep, I can do that. We're high tech here.
So they said, you know, 61%. So that's observation one that he has here, where, you know, as you're opening the app, it's transmitting data. So that's everything from your super bright LED flashlight. Look at all these yeses. Yes, yes, yes. You know what surprised me? Candy Crush was not.
Yeah. That was shocking.
I always thought they would be transmitting everything.
Yeah, because they're really popular and you just assume.
Yeah, but there's TripAdvisor, Shazam, Spotify, Yelp.
So it's a very thorough study that they did here and there.
All right. So let's keep going.
You got it.
Facebook.com, and it sends a whole load of other data to many other companies and besides. And it could,
not just Facebook.
I could let this go on for a while, but ultimately you end up on their home screen, which is kind of amusing because it's got this at the bottom of it, which is, don't worry, we'll never share anything without your permission.
That's egregious.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Actually upsetting.
Because, again, the app is open. They're not even logging into anything, and it's already transmitting information. So they have agreed to nothing to use the app.
Yeah.
So I think that's illegal.
And then there's that whole, don't worry, we'll never share anything without your permission. Yeah. I'm sure I've, you know, agreed to a whole bunch of, yeah, sure.
Yep.
So.
All right, here's the one point that they.
So, and yeah, and it's crucial to remember that this happens whether you're a Facebook user or you're not on Facebook, whether you're logged in or you're not logged in. So it's making, profiles are being made regardless of whether you have a Facebook account or you don't have a Facebook account. All you have to use is some of these apps and a profile is being built potentially.
That's also scary.
Yeah. And yeah. Why?
Well, and now I feel kind of foolish too, because I felt like I was protecting myself sometimes by not logging in with Facebook and not associating my apps with my Facebook account, but
yeah, so essentially, and here we go, we have two more clips just to round this off before there's some people, a few outlets are talking about this and reporting on this, but it's very, very scarce. Here's what you can do.
So what can we do? So what our response from Google said, there's two easy ways to fix this problem. You can opt out of ad personalization, and you can reset your ad ID. So we gave that a shot, see how that works out. So this is what happens when you opt out of ad personalization. So the top is with ad personalization on, and this is opted out. It's a big improvement there. The real improvement is that the flag has been changed from true to false, but the data is increased, and it's still being sent. So so you can't read.
Okay, I want to revisit that really quick.
Also, that's insane.
Yeah.
What happened there? More
is being sent?
What?
So Google, just opt out. Facebook just says opt out.
So how do I opt out?
And I think does the clip have more, or did I just not trim it off properly? Let's take a look.
So you can't really opt out then. So your best bet, well...
Oh, yeah. That was just my being lazy. So here's another clip. Last one about this, and then we'll round it off.
Alternative is you could try not install apps that use the Facebook SDK, but good luck working out which ones those are, because it's not well indicated on any app I've ever seen.
Crap.
So
basically, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Because you don't even know what's using the Facebook SDK. I think a safe assumption would be that any app you have to log in with Facebook.
But it seems like more than that.
It would definitely be more than that, but I'm saying at least that.
Right. But it's crazy. And especially what about the average user?
Yeah.
Or even myself. I consider myself pretty tech savvy, but I don't have a rooted phone and I don't know how to block those tools. You know, with the AF Wall Plus or NetGuard. That's not really.
Yeah, that was their only recommendation. That's why I clipped it out. They said rooted phone to be the only way.
Yeah.
Which people can't. You avoid the warranty on the phone. Yeah. You don't get any service. You can't do anything with the phone if it breaks. So you're kind of screwing yourself.
Definitely not for the average person.
No.
So that's kind of scary.
Yeah. We have these spying devices on us. I'll call them that. Corporate, government, whatever. However conspiratorial you want to be. The devices have the ability to spy on you and transmit large amounts of information. And they're all very powerful devices in your pocket.
Yeah.
With sophisticated microphones, sophisticated cameras. You have all this stuff tracking you all the time.
But why?
And you can't turn it off. You can't turn them off now. And, you know, okay, I'm going to turn off the device. It's still transmitting. And with the non-removable batteries, you actually can't ever take the battery out because there's no longer serviceable parts because of Apple. They made it mainstream and cool to make your devices non-serviceable.
Yeah.
I blame Apple.
I'm really upset about that.
All right, programmable web, still on the Facebook's privacy. Their headline, new report finds that Facebook SDK automatically pulls data from many popular Android apps. And the quote, Facebook is on the wrong side of a privacy discussion again. Privacy International recently published research indicating that almost half of Android apps have the ability to share data with Facebook, ranking Facebook second in third-party tracking on the Google Play Store, Google being first.
Wow.
Accordingly, Privacy International chose 34 popular Android apps and analyzed their sharing with Facebook through the Facebook SDK. The legality of Facebook's SDK integration is certainly in question. Facebook has historically put the burden of user permission on the app developer. However, prior to V4.34 of the Facebook SDK released June 2018, developers could not turn off the events-based automatic sharing.
Wow.
So it was on this whole time.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with that.
Dang.
My advice to everybody, even though nobody listens to me, is don't install apps. And people think I'm crazy for not doing so. But guess what?
Yeah.
The mobile internet works just fine with no apps for the most part. Instagram, I can't send messages, which is dumb. And that's just Facebook trying to get you to install their app.
Yeah.
Everyone wants you to install the app because...
It worked on me, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
It's bad. I'm glad the dog stopped barking, by the way, in the background.
If you guys want to call us in, share your thoughts, or if you guys are developers, know anything about app development.
Yes, please. Call in 509-878-3229. Ask at healthytalkshow.com is our email. We're live Saturdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 a.m. UTC, I think.
I believe that's correct.
Yep. We have a support page, healthytalkshow.com/support. There's only PayPal there right now. Work on getting other things, maybe Venmo.
Yes.
But we really want people to just subscribe because that's free money.
I still can't believe all the data they're collecting. Imagine all the server space too.
Yeah, it's energy. People always make the argument, and I really wish someone would call in, but nobody's going to call in. And they always say, I have nothing to hide. Who cares? Well, obviously somebody cares because it takes a lot of energy, time, development to have these things track you. So there's a reason why you're being tracked.
Yeah.
Somebody has an interest. You may not see it. But don't think that you see everything. Your perspective is only your perspective. You can't see the whole picture. You don't see everything that's going on.
Plus, I thought we were supposed to go green, right?
Yeah,
go green.
Exactly. This is all server. This is all data transmission. This is all, exactly.
Energy.
Go green my butt. 5G. Yeah, let's see how much power that crap
let's
uses.
Let's see how much solar we need to power all the servers.
Exactly. We need a lot of solar for 5G. Yeah.
We need to ramp that up.
Yep. It's 5G. Ramp it up.
All right, what do we got next on the agenda?
Well, CenturyLink outage. Let's run a report here from an Idaho news outlet. Let me pull this up here.
In the news at 6 on this Thursday, it's days like today that most of us realize how reliant we are on the internet. Thousands of CenturyLink customers still without internet and phone services as one of the nation's largest internet providers continues to experience a massive nationwide outage.
Cool. Well, I've heard about this being talked on a few podcasts, about this massive internet outage. And I went through this report and they don't talk about the elephant in the room that not just internet went out, but also 911 went out for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I haven't heard this being discussed at all. Except on
the company responsible, CenturyLink.
Yeah.
They're apparently a huge.
I mean, how does this even happen? How does 911 go down?
I don't know. Let's see. There's a Texas report that I found on YouTube here. Let's see what their answer is.
A 911 meltdown that put more than a million lives at risk. People couldn't get through for hours.
Tonight's service is restored. News 8's Monica Hernandez is live in Arlington where that system is based. And Monica, do we know yet what caused this thing to go down?
Oh, we're told now that it was a technical glitch, although we don't have details on.
A glitch.
It was a glitch, guys. Don't worry. It was a glitch. It's just a glitch.
What's that?
It's a glitch. It's a glitch. It's all good. No, nothing to see here. 911 went down. Just a glitch.
That's quite a glitch.
All right. Let's see. Well, they actually, this same report had someone from CenturyLink speak. So let's see what they have to say.
We are not concerned about the reliability of the system.
People who lost 911 service sure are.
Yeah.
You may not be concerned, but I'm going to say they're concerned.
I'm pretty concerned.
I'm concerned.
This was a technical glitch that was not able to be identified in advance, but now we will be able to put in systems to make sure we can in the future.
Wow.
Well, at this point, we don't know how many people are affected, but we're told that typically 93 911 calls come in the system every hour.
And that's just in the Dallas area.
Oh my God.
Very small. Yeah, it wasn't. This is just a local Texas story. And I actually found a good report on it. Decent report. It doesn't explain what happened, but at least
a glitch. Robert.
It doesn't. Let's check this out.
A CenturyLink outage is impacting users across the country, leaving some unable to use the internet or dial 911. The outage began early yesterday morning. CenturyLink hasn't provided any details about the problem and hasn't indicated how many customers were impacted. But from New York to California, customers have reported outages. It even caused some to receive a busy signal while trying to call 911. The company tweeted it is still working to resolve the problem.
Thanks.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And still no real reporting.
Yeah.
On it. And NPR, a few snippets here, show notes, healthytalkshow.com/HTS02, where the show notes will be on the homepage for a week. NPR, FCC investigates widespread CenturyLink outage that disrupted 911 service. And I pulled this little quote here. The FCC says, its last investigation of a 911 outage was launched in March of last year. It fined AT&T $5.25 million for two nationwide outages in March and May 2017 that lasted a total of approximately 6 hours and resulted in the failure of 15,200 911 calls.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, how many 911 calls?
Yeah. 15,200 failed 911 calls, and the CenturyLink outage was bigger.
Oh my God.
Much bigger.
That's insane. That's
yes.
You know what's also really weird is we can't find how many 911 calls were maybe missed or how many people died because of this. It's really.
Yeah, finding information about this is a.
Yeah. For
so
how
here's the hashtag.
Big it is,
let me do another. Let me refresh
this page.
It's been
kind of hard to find information and it's frightening. And then same thing with the cell phones. You know, we think that we're safe with our cell phones and you call 911 and then your call doesn't go through? How is that possible?
Check this tweet out from this company, Outlaw Radio. Outages, no accident. How ironic. This happens during the government shutdown. I'm expecting them to take longer than 24 or 40 hours to restore services. Don't be surprised. Customers without internet through the weekend. I like that. So,
who knows?
CenturyLink and Verizon go out for a day and have yet to see answers. It's kind of funny that our government is also shut down. But yeah, but it's interesting because, well, here's the FCC or the NPR story.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to see it. It's all going to be in the show notes. We are Very show note friendly here.
It's really interesting, but
healthy talk show PSA for everybody.
But no one's talking about it. That's why we're talking about it here.
Nobody's also saying you need to store your local emergency numbers in your cell phone.
That is our public
service. You call 911 and 911 service is not working, you can still call a direct number.
Yes.
Hopefully.
So wherever you live, guys, look up your local numbers.
Yep.
It's important to have those very on important speed dial.
Because if this is any indicator of how reliable our system is.
Yes.
What do we think? Do we think it got hacked?
I think some people are speculating hacking. Who knows? I mean,
will we find out?
Oh, no. We'll probably never find out. Maybe. Who knows?
All right, well, the FCC is investigating, so I guess we'll see.
I don't hold my breath, but I'm sure they'll blame the Russians because we always blame the Russians, right?
It's either the Russians. I think North Korea, they've been out of the news for a while. Let's blame them. Blame North Korea.
So.
All right. Well, I think that was a successful episode of Healthy Talk Show.
Yeah.
Nice, short, and sweet. We covered a variety of topics. You missed the episode there. I can't say your name because we're a clean, family-friendly show. Can't say your name.
Huh.
But you missed the episode. It's okay. We just talked about very important things. What did we talk about?
Talked about New Year's resolution.
Yep.
And Facebook privacy
Facebook
issues.
Privacy and the 911 outage that a lot of people are not talking about.
Yeah.
You missed it. You missed the show.
It's okay.
If you can call in 509-878-3229. If you want to call in, or you can go on Discord, healthytalkshow.com/Discord, ask at healthytalkshow.com, healthytalkshow.com/IG, healthytalkshow.com/YouTube. What else? What else did I redirect to?
You made a lot of redirects.
Yes, I love redirects. They're my favorite.
Yeah, you'll be able to find the podcast on our website.
Yep.
And of course, you can watch it on Twitch as well.
Yep, our podcast is free 100%. I work really hard on the video, the audio, everything is as good as we can get it with our technological capabilities. It takes me a very long time to get that all up and going. I put show notes. We do everything. So please, healthytalkshow.com. Go there. Or actually healthytalkshow.com/Twitch or twitch.tv/healthy. Go to our Twitch page, subscribe. We really need that. That's the big one. 40 subscribers. That's our goal. 40 in 2 weeks.
Thank you for the 10-bit cheer, Pricey Cone. We appreciate it.
Yes, Pricey Cone. There's a little dispute going on in our chat. Had to ignore it. Can't you let you guys derail my... thinking process here. Windshield wipers derail me, so
just
all right. Well, I'm gonna put this little graphic up and say goodbye to everybody. Good night. Thank you for tuning in. We're gonna be live hanging out in the stream for a minute. As long as someone's there to talk to, we'll talk to you, answer questions, and we're gonna make notes of the questions this time.
And we'll start figuring out what you guys want to talk about.
Yeah,
next
give us
time
show
on
ideas.
Healthy Talk Show.
Yeah, ask at healthytalkshow.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.